the point of Easter. Welcome to this edition of Gospel for You International. In this edition, through a series of questions and scriptures, we aim to get you thinking, what is the point of Easter? What is the point of what we're doing as a radio station? We proclaim John chapter 3, verse 16, found in the Bible, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." How can God be both holy and just while loving each of us? Even in Exodus chapter 15, verse 13, "In your unfailing love you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength you will guide them to your holy dwelling." In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, "May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." This gift of grace through Christ Jesus is for each person. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. If those who accept have eternal life, what happens to those who do not accept, and when? Luke chapter 12, verse 46, "The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers." What happens in this place with the unbelievers? Matthew 25, verse 41, "Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" Can this be true? John chapter 14, verse 17, "The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." The point of Easter is to give hope in eternal life made possible through Jesus Christ, Son of God, and to avoid the alternative. We believe in what the Bible tells us. We believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is Lord and Saviour. We believe that Jesus told believers to go and make disciples of all nations. That is why we do and what we do.